France is one of several European countries dealing with a second wave of coronavirus. The country has recorded more than 577,000 cases and 31,000 deaths since the pandemic started earlier this year. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joins us now from Paris. And Eleanor, how serious is the new wave of infections in France?
I mean, it's pretty serious. It's not like last spring, but they're having, you know, regularly 10,000 plus cases in every 24 hours. A couple days ago, there were even 16,000 new cases in a day. And what's different from last spring is last spring, it was in, you know, the East was very hard hit and Paris was very hard hit. Now it's sort of spread generally throughout the entire country. And so there are 11 major towns such as Paris, Lyon, Lille, Bordeaux, Strasbourg, where they've shut all the gymnasiums starting today. You can't go work out at your gym, and restaurants have to close at 10 p.m. And then the city of Marseille has been very hard hit, and restaurants and bars have been closed completely down there.
Is it fair to say that maybe people have let their guard down? I've seen some pictures of people just packing into restaurants in Paris. It doesn't look like there's a lot of social distancing going on.
You know, it's interesting. Maybe you've seen that, and I have seen people close together when they're seated somewhere. Because technically, when you go into a restaurant, you have to wear a mask, and when you get up from your table, but when you're sitting, you can take it off. But honestly, I mean, in Paris anyway, people are taking it very seriously. People are wearing masks, definitely wearing masks. You walk out in the street outside, and there is not one person not wearing a mask. I mean, you'd be very hard-pressed to find someone. Yeah, so it's impressive. I would say that there's a problem with testing. There is a problem with testing. There are long lines outside of laboratories and places where they're doing tests. And at least two of my friends who have been exposed to someone who had COVID went to get tests and they had to wait. They're waiting still. It's been 12 plus days for their results. Wow. So, you know, how can anything work if you've got to wait 12 days for your results? On the other hand, I do know someone who got their results in 24 hours, but it doesn't seem even, and the government has even expressed frustration about the length of time it takes to get results.
Huh. Well, a government official said today that there's no plan to order a new nationwide lockdown in France, and they're having trouble with testing, clearly. But so what's the government doing? Do they have a plan to kind of get this under control?
Yeah, well, the plan is regional restrictions. So, you know, yes, no, they do not want to lock the country down again like this past spring. It would just be devastating for the economy. Regional strategies such as closing bars and restaurants in Marseille. And also the government is just hammering the message, social distancing and wear your mask. And also they're asking vulnerable people to please stay inside. And they're asking people to, you know, be careful of the elderly and people who have underlying health conditions. So really keep the vulnerable safe and everybody else wear your masks, social distancing, and regional strategies. That's it for now. And everyone is sort of nervous. It's like, you know, the weather has started to turn here. It's cold and rainy today. People are coming inside and we don't really know what's going to happen.
Beyond France, what are you seeing elsewhere in Europe? It looks like Spain's having something of a relapse.
Spain is having a very big relapse. They've, you know, quarantined parts of the city of Madrid, which is said to be very complicated because you can't lock down part of a city and have other parts not locked down. Britain's been hard hit, and they're also closing pubs early. So everyone is sort of on edge now as we go into the fall season in Europe.
That's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Eleanor, thank you. Stay safe.
Thank you.